Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood, and welcome back to the Realest Fatherhood Podcast Out, the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. We are up to episode 43, and of course, we wouldn't have come this far without your support. So big shout out to you. Thank you for supporting the Fatherhood is Lit movement. I love reading all the DMs and emails you send me, but also huge shout out to you guys for sharing the podcast with your friends. Support doesn't cost you a thing, but it means the world to me, and I can't thank you enough for letting others know about the podcast. If you are new to the crew, please subscribe to the podcast, and of course, hook us up with a dope 5-star rating. Let me know that you hooked it up, and I'll send you some exclusive not-for-sale Fatherhood is Lit stickers. This week, I was playing Fortnite with my oldest, when out of nowhere, his friend screams out, 6ix9ine is about to go live on Instagram. If you haven't been following the 6ix9ine story, trust me, if your kids love hip-hop, they know the story. Kids loved him, and his fake gangster ways. He got caught up and snitched on his crew. Now a year later, he's out like nothing happened. Kids are back supporting him, and as someone who loves the hip-hop culture, I use that moment to remind my son and his friend that 6ix9ine's real world isn't our real world, and I'm thankful for that. I love it when I get opportunities like these to teach my kids. Here's what happened. While playing Fortnite, we jumped on live, and homeboy was talking so much trash. He was justifying what he did and telling the world all about it. Whether you think he was right or wrong, in his world, he was 100% correct. That was his real world, and I wanted my son to understand the differences between his world and ours. I couldn't really tell if my son was impressed by this dude or not, but I was going to talk my shit anyway. I couldn't pass up the opportunity, and like an old washed dad, you know that's what the haters are going to call us anyway, I told my son and his friend that 6ix9ine was a loser. But in words I don't want to use for this podcast. They saw the jewelry and views. I saw a kid that chose to represent a lifestyle he had no business of being in. I got my opportunity to go off, and so I did. The streets operates in ways that the regular person might not comprehend, and he got caught up in it. He snitched, and in my world, that's a no-no, and my son needed to hear that, and he needed to hear the consequences that came from faking it. The talk got realer than most talks, and one day, maybe I'll expand on it on the podcast. But for now, remember, it starts with keeping it real with them. Because the fake shit these celebrities push out just doesn't cut it in our world, and we don't want our kids trying to be something that they shouldn't. The real world won't sugarcoat anything for your kids. You shouldn't either. Keep it real as you want. I could tell when I was talking to my son that he didn't really care what I had to say at the moment. Even though I was his superhero, 6ix9ine caught all of his attention with his antics. He was the hottest thing on the gram for that period of time. People were waiting to see what this cornball had to say. He had everyone's attention, especially the youths. I could tell. I saw it in my son. I remember asking my son, "Yo, do you really think this is worth it, Jay? Do you think these views matter?" I said it with sarcasm and a little anger. I hate when people get attention for the wrong reasons. My son needed to know that those views didn't make 6ix9ine cool. It made him an act. That negative attention is the type of attention I want to teach my kids to never seek. That same attention looks and probably feels great, but it's up to us to teach our kids that they should want their legacy built on something positive, nothing less. Make sure that people are watching you because you are being great, not because you're being outlandish. That's a lesson we could teach our whole entire life, but I'm also glad that 6ix9ine is reminding us that not all press is good press. It makes it relatable to the youth, and we could use all the help we can get when it's time to teach them about the real world. But of course, they don't always get it or believe what you have to say. As I spoke to my son about gang life and how 6ix9ine fucked up big time joining and then going against the life, I could tell my son wasn't focused on what I was saying. All he wanted to do was play video games. And that's exactly what we did, but it didn't stop me from talking about it. My son and his friend didn't comprehend that 6ix9ine, well, he may be rich, he might have all of his jewelry, but he can't really live the life that he wanted to live due to his ordeal. All they knew was that he was still popular. And chances are, that's the same way many kids are thinking. The crazy part is that that's perfectly fine. Kids are kids. We just have to keep teaching them when we can. We want them living that naive kid's life. The real world will keep them busy once it's their turn. Growing up, I never idolized the drug dealer with the big chain or fancy cars. And now that I get to look back at it, I know that it was because of my father's conversations with me. He exposed me to everything. And since I was young, I didn't really know what was going on, even though he kept it super real with me. He taught me all about the game, especially the pitfalls. And subconsciously, I knew that I didn't want any parts of that lifestyle. I knew I could obtain what they had doing positive things. And it wouldn't have happened if my dad didn't beat that concept of greatness into my head. Even though I was young and had no clue what was going on, my dad continued to teach me. And that's exactly what I'm going to do now. The goal isn't to get your kids to fully understand everything we are teaching right now, which would be dope. It's to get them to the point where if they have to make a tough decision, they will likely do the right thing. They don't even need to know why they made the right decision. But we will know that our lessons over the years made a difference. That's the dope part of fatherhood. You might not see the results of your teaching in the way you thought you would, but the results will come. We matter, fellas. When you can pull from your real world to teach your kids for their real world, do it. That's what making your presence felt is all about. Fatherhood is lit.